Yep, sounds fine. Okay, if you're starting to record, I will go ahead and call the meeting to order here on September 20th. So I'll call the meeting to order of the Arizona State Board of Podiatry Examiners, September 20th, 2021, at 12 p.m. Roll call, Dr. Ulano?
Present.
Dr. Foreman?
Present.
Dr. Campbell is present, and Seamus, Monahan, and Boaz Alvarado, the Executive Director. Everyone's present, all right. Does anybody have any conflicts of interest to declare? All right, well, we'll get to the heart of things here. And number four is our item for board review, discussion, and possible action. And today we are going here with Boaz is resigning from his position, and so I would just ask Boaz for his statement.
Hi, everybody. First, I want to thank you for the opportunity. It's, you know, I've been a pleasure, I guess, for the 9 weeks that I've been here. After a careful thought and just came to the conclusion that the job was probably a little more administratively heavy than I originally had thought. And I do have some personal goals that I just decided it's the right time to just go ahead and pursue. But once again, thank you for the opportunity, and I would rather just, rather than prolonging the decision of leaving, I'd rather just open it up to somebody that would probably just serve the job better than I can at this point. So thank you for the opportunity once again, and best of luck on finding somebody that is fitting for the job. No problem. I'll be focusing on my barber shop and barber school. So that's the direction I'm going in. I will not, I won't be working for the state. So that's where I'll be.
Well, that's something you love, and that's a good thing. So, all right, Dr. Foreman?
Good luck with everything, and thank you for the...
I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and direct hire of a person to be named at a later date, and to also offer 2 weeks of shared service agreement to Margaret Whalen, the executive director of the board of optometry.
Second. And would you like that to be the same time split as before, the 70-30?
Yes, that would be, yes, perfect. Yes, thank you, Seamus, for that reminder. Because
yep.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. So, Bo, your last day is then this Friday, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay, so then, Margaret, that would be starting in St. Call to the public, which we don't have a public call, and does anybody have anything that they want to see on any future meetings? This is all that's on our agenda.
Okay, and then we'll move on to 7. Our next board meeting
is scheduled for 10/13/21. So does anybody have anything else, any other comments they'd like to make? Okay, hearing none, then we'll just proceed with Seamus and everybody else, and the ADOA, everybody will let us know what's going on. We'll stay informed as to
Dr. Campbell, you're kind of hard to hear at the end there.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I said, you know, we'll just move forward here. And I was just asking Seamus if he had any other remarks that he needs to make.
I would just encourage Bo this week to get in touch with ADOA, get that shared services agreement. I'm sure we already have one, so the board can ratify it.
Okay. All righty. So if there's nothing else, thank you, gentlemen, for being able to get this call completed today. And I will, looks like it's about 12:06, I will move to adjourn the meeting.
Seconded.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, so we'll just, anybody, needs anything, just, you can always contact Bo and stuff, and Bo, if you need anything from me this week, I'm around, so. All right, guys?
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.